my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master!
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady. blessed ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
Honor us, worship, and fall. بما أنكم معانون نطلب إليكم أن لا تقبلوا نعمة الله في الباطل، لأنه يقول إني في وقت مقبول أستجب لك وفي يوم خلاص أعنتك. فهو ذا الآن وقت مقبول، هو ذا الآن يوم خلاص، ولسنا نأتي بمعطرة في شيء لئلا يلحق الخدمة عينه، بل نظهر في كل شيء أنفسنا كخدام الله في صبر كثير، في شدائد، في ضرورات، في ضيقات، في جردات، في سجون، في اضطرابات، في أتعاب، في أسهار، في أصوام، في طهارة، في معرفة، في طول أنات، وفي رفق، في الروح القدس، في محبة بلا رياء، في كلمة الحق، في قوة الله، في أسلحة البر عن اليمين وعن اليسار، بمجد وهوان، بسوء صيت وحسن، كأننا مضلون ونحن صادقون، كأننا مجهولون ونحن معروفون، كأننا مائتون وها نحن أحياء، كأننا مؤدبون ولا نكتب، كأننا حزانا ونحن دائما فرحون، كأننا فقراء ونحن نغني كثيرا، كأننا لا شيء لنا ونحن نملك كل شيء.
People, bring to the Lord, O sons of God, bring to the Lord honor and glory.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, working together with him, then we entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I have listened to you, and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found within our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way. Through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, torments, labors, watching, hunger, by purity, knowledge, forbearance, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying, behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything.
Peace be to you, reader,
and to your spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thanks to the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
To proclaim your mercy in the morning and your truth by night.
We
wisdom, attend, let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be to all.
Holy Spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. And a great crowd went with him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, behold, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, "Do not weep." And he came and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And Jesus said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man sat up and began to speak. And Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people."
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. As many of you know, it's been a long 5 months.
Yes.
Wandering out in the day. And during those 5 months, I'm sure you've all experienced the same thing, whether you've had an illness or not. We all have our ups and downs. We all have those times when we just feel hopeless, that no matter how much exercise I do, it ain't going to make a difference. No matter how many pills I take, it's not going to make a difference. It just seems like it's the same day after day after day. And you just can't do what you used to do. But, as I mentioned, there's those times of hopelessness, despair, but then there's those times of joy, of hope. We come to church, and we're sitting here right now, and we're listening to the songs, we're hearing the prayers, we're following along, we're praying together. And when you look around at the icons that we have in the church, all of them point to the hope that Jesus Christ gives us. All of them. We hear in today's gospel about this poor widow that lost her only son. And Jesus tells her, be hopeful. And he raises her son from the dead. Our whole life as Christians, you've heard me say it before, our whole life as Christians is living in hope, living in joy, living, hopefully, with peace. And even though the devil tempts us, like he tempts me, he tempts us to feel hopeless, to feel in despair, to feel depressed. Think of Christ. Think of our faith. Think of how much hope Christ gives us. During Holy Week, which really when my leg started to really bother me, I saw the doctor that week. But during Holy Week, there's so much that goes on, and so many beautiful gospel readings, that there's never time to explain everything that's happening. And one of the things that I hope we never misunderstand is when we hear those Passion Gospels on Thursday night, the 12 Gospels of Jesus' Passion, His suffering. And in a number of those Gospels, four of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we hear about Jesus being on the cross. And we hear him say a few words, and some of those few words, he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he sounds like he's in so much hopelessness. He doesn't have any hope. Why have you forsaken me, God? He's hanging on the cross, he's gone through all the suffering. He's near the end of his death by suffocation. And he said, come on in, brother prophet out there. And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And in fact, in the gospel, we also hear it in Aramaic. Lama lama sabachthani. I said it wrong, but it's close. Anyway, it sounds like again that he's just hopeless. He's hanging on the cross and there's nothing that is going to happen that'll help him. What's important to know, when we go and read that song, that's a song verse, by the way. And it's the beginning of a song verse. Okay? So like we have our favorite songs, I don't know what here, but well, one of my favorites, Diggy Diggy, is that the name of the song? Diggy Diggy, They ever got it. Anyway, when I was a little kid, for some reason that stuck in my mind. Anyway, for most of the songs that we know, when we're talking about it with someone else, we just say like the title of the song, or a few words, like I just did, of the song. And it should bring to mind the whole song to us. Not just those few words, but it brings to mind the whole song for us. And in the same sense, Jesus himself, and many of the biblical scholars that agree to that, say that he started reading the whole Psalm. Psalm 22, by the way. And it's a long one. I'm going to read parts of it in just a minute. And it's a long one. But instead of writing the whole Psalm in the Gospel, the writers of the Gospel just put the first verse. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And for Jews that were very faithful, they would have known that's the beginning of Psalm 22, and they would have known that that psalm isn't a psalm of hopelessness, isn't a psalm of despair, isn't a psalm to read so that we can be depressed. It's a psalm of hope. So when he's on the cross, he has lots of hope. This is the beginning. A few verses, Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? From the words of my groaning. O my God, I cry by day, but thou dost not answer. And by night, but I find no rest. Sounds pretty sad. But then we continue. Yet, thou art holy. In the praises of Israel. Indeed, our fathers trusted. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. To thee they cried and were saved. Indeed, they trusted and they were not disappointed. He goes back and forth. And again, it's a lot here. I'm not reading it all. Maybe you might be inspired to go home and pick out your Bible from the shelf, blow the dust off, and read Psalm 22. The whole thing. I'll flip the page. Again, it goes back and forth. This is what it means a little bit now. Yea, dogs are round about me. A company of evildoers encircle me. They have pierced my hands and feet. Sound familiar? I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them and for my raiment, what would you call this thing?
Robe.
You're right.
Robe.
Raiment. Robe. And for my raiment, they cast lots. So he's on the cross, and he says these first words, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And if you think that's all he says, you miss the whole And the point I want you to leave with today is that none of us, even though we have our ups and downs, should always end up up. Always end up up. Always end up hopeful. Always end up trusting in God.
And never forgetting He's there. Never forgetting that He
will answer our prayers. So you think of those poor slaves in Egypt. For years, they were slaves in Egypt. And they continued praying to their God. And at the right time, Moses came. And at the right time, they were freed out of slavery. And at the right time, they left Egypt. Then they doubted God and he kept them in the desert for 40 years because of their doubt. Even though he brought them out of Egypt, brought them out of slavery, brought them to freedom, they got into the Sinai Peninsula and then they died. So they all got stuck in the desert for 40 years before they went into the promised land. The point is, we're going to have the crosses that God gives us. And he gives us those crosses for us to remain faithful to him. For us to grow in our faith. This last 5 months, I can tell you, was hell. At times. But at other times, it provided me a little bit of growth. It provided me a time to renew my faith. It provided me lots of time to pray, and it provided me to be hopeful, to be happy, and to realize that God is always there, even when we have our crosses to carry. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. There's just a few announcements. We'll be starting Bible studies this week. We really started it last week, but the message didn't get out. So on Monday night, 6 to 8, and on Wednesdays, the Arabic English one from 12 to 2. If you haven't come before, we have small crowds that come to learn about the Bible. If you haven't come before, come and see what it's like, at least. Give it a chance.
You might like it. Sally, you have a good time when you come?
Yeah.
You learn a lot? Say it louder, I don't think they heard.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
You see, she learns a lot. Right ahead, Dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's waiting for it.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. Anyway, if you have a chance, please come. Monday, 6 to 8, it's in English. And if we need to translate to those that might come, we'll do it. Because it's in the evening and you're not working. But on Wednesday afternoons from 12 to 2, it's Arabic and English, and it's all translated, everybody understands everything. The other thing is that we've also started our Soil Wednesday, right, Natalie? And we're going to get the word out to our teens. I know a lot of the teens are even here yet. But they'll be coming, I'm sure, because the class will be full when they have the class. But we're not here yet for church. But pass the word along to Soil Wednesday. From 6:30 to 8:30. And before that, we have a little compline, a little prayer service at 6 o'clock. It's only 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes. And everyone is encouraged to come to that. The last thing is that in the bulletin today, there's a letter from one of the national organizations in the Orthodox Church, the Orthodox Christian Fellowship, or for short, they call it OCF. You might know we have an OCF group, a local group, here in the Flint area with our four churches, St. Nicholas, St. George, St. Mary Magdalene, and the Assumption Church in Grand Blanc. And we encourage our young adults and college-age youth to come and participate in. Renee?
Yes?
You have a good time when you come?
Yes, I do.
Would you encourage others to come?
Absolutely.
Just come and try it out. That's all you got to do. Come and see, on the first week of Lent, we hear how if Jesus is told, in the, or one of the apostles, Philip, tells Nathaniel, we found this God, and he's really amazing. And they say to Nathaniel, come and see. And that's what we're asking you to do. Come and see what it's like with all the different things we do here at St. Do we have any visitors with us today? If we could please stand. Thank you.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
And guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Blessed are God, who is our God, ever and ever, to age and to be. No one who follows the desires and pleasures of life, the friends who are born to our God, without the Lord, O Lord God, who rules the throne of the heaven and the earth, who are born of the throne of the cherubim, Lord, born of the cherubim, and the angels. O Lord, our holy and righteous, the holy place. Wherefore, I do run to you, O Lord, our good and our righteous living. Look down upon me, consider of thy abominable servant. And cleanse my soul, my heart, from the evil conscience. And by the power of thy Holy Spirit, enable me to do the grateful priesthood. This thy holy name, we perform this sacred mystery of thy holy and immaculate body and precious blood. Why draw thee unto me in mind by thy praise? Turn not thy face from me, cast me off from among thy servants. But while safe and excuse may be offered unto thee by me, thy sinful and worthy servant. For thou thyself art he that offers and is offered, that accepted is attributed, O Christ our God, and is for our glory, together with the Lord and his Father.
Let us
earthly care.
Let us visit the earthly care, but it's not like you can save the price of the air. Now lay aside all earthly care.
Parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, OCF and preschool ministry, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants depart this life, and the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants, Joseph, Josephine, Christopher, George, Ilias, Shaheen, Zani, Ilias, Soraya, and Yakub, and your newly departed servants, Carolyn, Maxine, Dad, John, and Roger. May the Lord God remember this heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember this heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
That we may see the
Let us love one another.
with one accord we may confess.
Thank you.
this and is thy glory, who has so loved thy world as to give thy only begotten Son, that all who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, who, when he had come and had fulfilled all the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was betrayed, or rather, gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holding immaculate and blameless hand, and when he had given thanks and blessed it and hallowed it and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the forgiveness of sins." And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "Drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." Having in remembrance, therefore, this saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the third day, resurrection, the grave, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and the second and glorious coming, and offering unto thee thine own of thine own, in behalf of all and for all.
grace that we increasingly would ask you for. And again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for the whole world, for the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, for those who live in chastity and lead a godly way of life, and for all civil authorities in our armed forces. Grant them, O Lord, peaceful time, that we in their tranquility may lead a calm and peaceful life in all reverence and godliness. Among the first, be mindful, Lord, of our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, and our Bishop Anthony, those who thou grant unto thy holy churches, in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of day, and rightly dividing the word of thy truth.
And to those who offer these precious gifts to the Lord our God, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, and every priestly order and of their salvation, of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering, and of all mankind.
And grant us with one mouth and one heart to glorify and praise in all honorable and majestic name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Bless, Lord, the offerings of thy people, for thou art holy, always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Having commemorated all the saints, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts which have been spread forth and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our God, who loveth mankind, receiving them upon his holy, most heavenly and ideal altar, savor of spiritual sweetness, will send down upon us in return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ.
Faithful Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say, for they have not bowed down unto flesh and blood,
but to thee the fearful God. Therefore, O Master, do thou thyself as Timothy's gifts here spread forth unto all of us for good according to the individual need of each. Voyage with those who sail by sea, journey with those who travel by land and air. Heal the sick, thou who art the physician of our souls and bodies, to the grace and compassion and love towards mankind, and thy only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Hear us, O Lord Jesus Christ, my God, in thy holy dwelling place, and from the throne of the glory of thy kingdom. And come to sanctify us and us on high with the Father, and art here visibly present with us. And vouchsafe by thy mighty hand to impart unto us an immaculate body of precious blood, and for us and for all people. O God, be gracious unto thee, the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, be gracious unto thee, the sinner, and have mercy upon me. O God, be gracious unto thee, the sinner, and have mercy upon me.
Let us attend.
O holy things are for the holy.
Divine Master,
divine distributor, the
Lamb of God,
divine gift.
Brothers and sisters, though I draw near to mortal King and our God, the precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, depart unto me, the unworthy priest chosen, for the remission of my sin and unto life everlasting.
Thank you. day. Please remember only prepared Orthodox Christians may partake of the body and blood of Christ. Preparation includes prayer, fasting, and recent participation in the sacrament of confession with an Orthodox priest. We're in the church school year, so please allow our teachers, then our students, to come forward first. Thank you.
With fear of God and faith and love, draw near.
Thank you.
Thy cross, the adorable Christ, and thy holy resurrection, we praise and glorify. And thou art our God, and beside thee we know no other, we call upon thee. Come, on ye faithful, let us adore Christ, the holy resurrection, both in the cross and the glory of the world. Ever blessing the Lord, let us sing his resurrection, for by enduring the cross for our sakes, he hath destroyed death by death.
O God, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
thy servants, O Savior, and preserve them in that life of blessedness which is with thee, O thou lovest mankind.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Thou art our God, who ascended into Hades and loosed the bonds of those who were there. Thyself give rest also to the souls of thy servants. Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee. Hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Again, we pray for the repose of the souls of the servants of God departed this life, and that thou wilt pardon their every transgression, both voluntary and involuntary. That the Lord God will establish their souls with a just repose, the mercies of God, the kingdom of heaven, and remission of their sins. Let us ask of Christ, our mortal King and our God. He Lord, be not
O God of spirits and of all flesh, who has trampled down death and made powerless the devil, and given life to thy world, do thou the same, Lord, give rest to the souls of thy departed servants, Joseph, Josephine, Christopher, George, Elias, Shaheen, Zani, Elias, Sariah, and Yakub, in a place of brightness, a place of verdure, a place of repose, where all sighing, sorrow, and sickness have fled away. Pardon every sin which they have committed, whether by word or deed or thought, for thou art good and lovest mankind, for there is no man who lives and sins not, and thou only art beyond sin, and thy righteousness is to all eternity, and thy word is truth. For thou art the resurrection of life from the repose of thy departed servants, Joseph, Josephine, Christopher, George, Elias, Shaheen, Zani, Elias, Shariah, and Yakub, O Christ our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, together with that unoriginate Father, thine all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Of the honorable body, the powers of heaven,
at the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, of our father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we've celebrated, of the holy and glorious and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, of the great martyr George the Trophy Bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the Apostle Thomas of the Twelve, who we remember on this day, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind, through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us.